Okay, welcome to February 5th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. So, I haven't made much progress on my YouTube channel this month. In addition to running a real estate business with my wife, Teresa, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, I may or may not be getting a job with the government in the near future, so I'm getting ready for that as well as this podcast. By the way, I'm dog-sitting too. In the meantime, I'm still working on providing as much new content as possible to keep this show fresh, as well as renaming the podcast. Joe's U.S. Patriotic Pass is a great suggestion, Zendy from Amarillo, Texas. I am giving that name some serious thought for this program. To me, it sounds Patriotic Pass is a great way to sum up the show without making it sound like a boring history lesson. Rather, what I'm trying to do here is celebrate the greatness of this country. I'm also digging the name American Freedoms by Joe or something of that nature, because what's great about the show is that I can start by going into presidential stuff and then move on to Dennis Rodman visiting North Korea or Mike Tyson biting off Holyfield's ear. Because only in America can you act like a jackass like that and actually get away with it. So last point before I get started, San Diegans. I'm considering a meetup group in La Mesa last week of February. Probably on a Thursday. Once I confirm, I'll update the website. So stay tuned. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Now on to today's headlines. Beckwith is convicted of killing Medgar Evers. Plus, the Battle of Hatcher's Run, Turn On gets turned off, and the Steelers beat the Seahawks in Super Bowl 40. All right, so now here I go. 1994, Beckwith convicted of killing Medgar Evers. Evers was a civil rights activist who fought in France and England during World War II. He was honorably discharged in 1946 and tried unsuccessfully to get admitted into the University of Mississippi Law School. Upon his rejection, since this was, after all, the 1950s, he became the NAACP's single-field volunteer. He had a high profile in Mississippi and thus became a subject of threats. On June 12, 1963, he was shot in the back in his driveway as his wife and children looked on. He died an hour later. The nation was outraged, and the killer was white supremacist Byron De La Beckwith, who denied it, stating his gun was stolen. Medgar's brother, Charles, would take his place in the NAACP and become an even more powerful figure, actually becoming mayor of a town in Mississippi, the first African American in that area. In Beckwith's trial, an all-white jury deadlocked and refused to convict him. Twice. Edgar's wife, Merle, refused to give up. She moved the children to California, where she began working in the public works office. In 1989, she got a break when she discovered that the jury at Beckwith's trial had been tampered with. Finally, in February 1994, 30 years after the murder, she discovered a rifle scope was used with Beckwith's fingerprints on it, as well as new witnesses who testified that Beckwith had bragged about committing the crime. Beckwith would be given a life sentence and died in prison. Evers, on the other hand, had a school and U.S. Navy vessel named after him. 1865, Battle of Hatcher's Run, or Dabney's Mill. General David Gregg and his men Andrew Humphreys and Gouverneur Warren v. General Robert E. Lee's John Gordon. The results? Union victory. According to CivilWar.org, on February 5th, Brigadier General David Gregg's Cavalry Division rode out to the Boydton Plank Road via Reams Station and Dinwiddie Courthouse in an attempt to intercept Confederate supply trains. Major General G.K. Warren, with the 5 Corps, crossed Hatcher's Run and took up a blocking position on the Vaughan Road to prevent interference with Gregg's operations. Two divisions of the 2 Corps under Major General A.A. Humphreys shifted west to near Armstrong's Mill to cover Warren's right flank. Late in the day, Major General John B. Gordon attempted to turn Humphreys' right flank near the mill, but was repulsed. During the night, the Federals were reinforced by two divisions. On February 6th, Greg returned to Gravelly Run on the Vaughan Road from his unsuccessful raid and was attacked by elements of Brigadier General John Pegram's Confederate Division. Warren pushed forward a reconnaissance in the vicinity of Dabney's Mill and was attacked by Pegram's and Major General William Mahone's divisions. Pegram was killed in the action. Although the Union advance was stopped, the Federals extended their siege works to the Vaughan Road crossing of Hatcher's Run. 2016, Sailor breaks the world's record for longest and fastest distance walked on a globe. A globe is basically a giant ball. Sailor is a standard poodle. And I have a standard poodle, so I know a lot of people don't know this, but standard poodles are large dogs. They actually come up to your waist. Not to be confused with mini poodles. Anyway, Sailor was going to be euthanized due to his aggressive behavior, but was saved by Alex Rothaker from Vernon Hills, Illinois. After a year and a half of performing this particular trick, Sailor was ready, and he walked 33 feet and 33 seconds on that globe, beating the old record of 35 seconds. Alex told the Guinness Book of World Records, quote, "People enjoy seeing a dog do tricks they've never seen before. When he hears these people clap, he's excited because he knows he's making these people happy," unquote. But that's not all Sailor can do. He held the record for some time, being the fastest dog to walk up 20 stairs on his hind legs. He also amazed a nationwide audience, as well as Kathy Lee Gifford on the Today Show. Woof! And so that, my friends, is just about going to do it for February 5th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what your take is on today's show. For example, what's your take on Medgar Evers? American hero or an overrated murder victim? Civil War buffs, anything you care to add to the Battle of Hatcher's Run? Or what about that 2017 Super Bowl? I can tell you who wasn't watching, Peyton Manning. What about this last weekend? Did you see Tom Brady do it again? Did you watch Maroon 5 during the halftime highlights? I didn't. I'm more of a Metallica fan. But that's just me. So yeah, let me know what you think about all that and more on the Facebook page. And speaking of that really cool social media website, I just wanted to take a quick minute to thank some of the people who have liked me on Facebook recently. Andrea Harvey, Richard Crosswaite, Juanita Castro, Susan Bustamante, and as always, the lovely and talented Beth Guys. Thanks for listening. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. Well, it's going to be my mom's birthday. So happy birthday, Mom. Which also means it's President Ronald Reagan's birthday. And since he is one of the most important presidents in American history, I'll be spending a lot of time with that. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night now.